Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology on behalf of Bytes by MSDN. And today our guest is my buddy Dave Yack, a luminary in the silver light industry. Dave, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So first off, tell us a little bit about what you do, what your company's about.
Well, we're a consulting firm in Colorado Springs, Colorado Technology Consultants. We focus on helping customers that are looking to use the .NET technology. We focus only on the Microsoft .NET space. We focus on things that have been released in the last 6 to 12 months or things that are coming out in the 6 to 12 months, so kind of that near-term adoption space. We do about half our work around consulting project work and the other half around training and mentoring, where we work with customers to get up to speed on the technologies.
Well, while we're on training and guidance, you've made some pretty big announcements here at the PDC. You've got some content coming out that's really going to help the Silverlight developer.
Yeah, so if we turn back time a little bit to summer, in July, Microsoft released Silverlight 3. And so if you look at the, there are a lot of developers that know .NET technologies but haven't gotten up to speed with Silverlight or looking to understand what it offers. So we released Silverlight 3 Jumpstart, which is a short book. It's designed for existing .NET developers to get up to speed quickly. Well, at PDC, with the release of Silverlight 4 beta, we wanted to augment that. So now we're releasing content, 60 or so pages, specifically focused on all the new features of Silverlight 4, geared to continue that pattern, not just for the people that hadn't done Silverlight before, but also to people that were on Silverlight 3 to get up to speed quickly with Silverlight 4.
Outstanding. And when can we expect all this stuff?
It's there now.
It's here now. And where? How do people get this stuff?
Silverlightjumpstart.com.
There we go.
So it's also on Amazon and stuff, but we're trying to, the more real-time updates are on the book's website. That allows us to be a little more nimble with getting stuff out. We also have some electronic training, so a training center that goes along with the book that has hooks into the videos and things like that that allow real-time Silverlight playing of the training material.
Okay, cool. Now, do you mind talking a little bit about this CRM, XRM thing?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, that's the other book that we have out. We released in 08 was around CRM or XRM. You're starting to hear XRM as the buzzword. It's really just a different way of thinking about CRM. So CRM, if you're not familiar, is customer relationship management. A lot of salesy type stuff, and people usually glaze their eyes over. But behind the scenes, if you look at it, you have kind of just a platform for managing relationships and a lot of things that, get above the normal low-level .NET building blocks. So you could go to Home Depot and you can buy all the nails and everything else and assemble your own stuff. A CRM or XRM, Dynamics XRM, or Dynamics CRM, you might say.
The Microsoft product.
Microsoft product essentially takes you up a level, has workflow, reporting services all integrated together. You'll see SharePoint connect into that to really provide an overall application development platform. So developers can start building applications rather than building plumbing. And it's not appropriate for everything, but for applications where you can take advantage of that layer already pre-built by Microsoft, you step beyond having to worry about all the infrastructure, the plumbing. That's already been done by the teams at Microsoft.
Outstanding. Great. Thanks so much for coming
today. Oh, it's been great chatting with you.
Okay. And thank you for watching.